Welcome to Tapes and Scowls.
Yes, Master. I am ready to listen to the podcast.
Good, because we have 4 horror movies.
Master, that's too many.
No, we always do 4 movies.
I don't listen.
Hi.
Hi.
Get out of here, Dracula and Igor.
Yes, Master. Yes.
Why does he call everybody Master?
He has an inferiority complex.
Ah, okay. Makes sense.
Max, how are you?
I am good.
Mm-hmm. You look good. You're looking great.
That's
fantastic.
It's hyperbolic of you, but I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I feel like sometimes they lose out with this only being audio because they miss your looks.
Yeah, no, I'm a visual guy as well.
You definitely got some visual gags in the arsenal.
I've learned the visual gags to try to elicit the proper responses from the guests. I mean, I don't have to do that to you. It's just fun to do to you.
Yep.
So it's a lot of fun. And sometimes I just say awful things and edit them out later.
That's fair.
You know, there is a good amount of editing, people. I know you don't believe me, but there is. What makes it to air and what doesn't.
It's a lot of us bemoaning you.
Oh, yeah, just calling you the worst.
Yeah, we can't keep that stuff in. We want you to come back-ish, kind of.
I just want you to download every episode and just, like, leave it playing in the background somewhere.
Yeah.
So somebody else can enjoy it, you know, a real person.
Yeah, like, it's like The Simpsons after football's done. You just leave it play.
Yeah, we're pretty sure that's how The Simpsons still is on the air.
Yep, as Tim was giving me his rundown on that.
Gave you the rundown. It's because football is my theory.
Footy ball.
American football.
America.
Pig skin
made out of pigs.
See a pig fly. I show you pig fly.
Oh, it's so not funny that it's funny.
Exactly. That's
damn it, football.
That's Capes and Scales in a nutshell, baby. So we're approaching that there holiday season, and by holiday, I mean Halloween, the best time of the year.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're getting there, and we have some movies. All 4 of these movies, and this was not planned, which makes it even better, are horror movies.
If it was planned, we would be closer to Halloween.
Yeah, no.
It's also easy for me to do 2 horror movies, because I watch a lot of horror movies.
I just happen to get in line.
Yeah.
You know?
Tim was like, I should probably watch a horror movie.
This feels October-y to me.
That's right.
In the grand scheme of things. Suck it, September.
You want to go first and give us an idea of what you got?
Rock, paper, scissor for it.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You win.
Yay, I go first.
What are you doing? I threw rock.
What?
Nothing beats rock.
Oh.
Good old rock.
Good old rock.
Poor delusional Bart. He's going to throw rock. Good old rock. Nothing beats rock. Paper beats rock.
It's been so long since I watched Good Simpsons. But I'm still going to go first.
Please.
You ready for this one?
Sure.
Chopping Mall.
The new one or the old one? New one hasn't come out yet, right?
I didn't know they were remaking it,
yes,
so it's
they
the
are.
Old one.
Oh my God, I love Chopping Mall.
Chopping Mall, also known as Killbots.
Yep.
This is from 1986.
The year I was born.
The year of the Max.
Yep.
The maximum year.
That's right.
Maximilian's year.
Mm-hmm.
Maximum Max.
Yep.
I also watched this on April 1st.
Fooled you.
Comedy, horror, sci-fi. This is directed by Jim Wynorski.
Yep.
Starring Kelly Maroney, Tony O'Dell, Russell Todd, John Terleski.
Leguizamo.
Fraud.
I'm so glad I remembered that.
Fraud, master.
A group of young shopping mall employees stay behind for a late-night party in one of the stores. When the mall goes on lockdown before they can get out, the robot security system malfunctions and goes on a killing spree.
You're damn right it does.
So, there's a lot of good and a lot of bad to this movie.
Oh, there is.
The robots do not look at all threatening.
Nope.
How did I describe them? Robots look like Robbie the Robot and that robot from Power Rangers had a kid.
Yep.
Pretty accurate. It's very 80s. It's from the 80s. It has things that I forgot about, like cigarette machine out in the hallway in the mall.
Sure,
and
you're allowed to smoke in the mall back then.
Yeah, there's just like so many little nods looking at the mall that I enjoyed the nostalgia of just looking at an 80s mall.
Sure.
The robots are super slow and easy to outrun.
Mm-hmm.
And many deaths happen before people really realize the scope of what is actually going on.
Yep.
Essentially what it is the mall has created these robots and they are security robots. They're supposed to be non-lethal and they're going to do a test run of them on the flip side, a bunch of employees, which you could not do this nowadays, no. Stay overnight, lock yourself in. They lock themselves in the one kid's dad's furniture store. Who the hell wants to get furniture at the mall anyways?
What is this, Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah, what is this? It does get some comparisons to Dawn of the Dead, I'm sure, because they break into, like, a sporting goods store. We got to find something to fight these here robots with.
That's right.
It's a fun movie. It's not a great movie. No. For sure.
That's a blast, though.
It is a blast. It's just fun how 80s it is and, you know, like, stay overnight, Sheila, in my dad's furniture store and, like, we could bang. Like, what is this movie?
This movie is a treat.
I will say, like, some of the stereotypical, like, your jock kind of character is more likable than any other jock character in, like, for sure. Any other movie. Like, the stigma of certain characters really isn't there. It's very interesting.
Yep.
So that's about it. It's a silly little movie about robots in the mall. They get hit with a lightning bolt and they go berserk and murder people. And,
it's wild.
Some of the special, the effects are not great, but for the time, they're fun.
Yep.
Certain like laser beams, like wait a minute, these were supposed to be non-lethal, but you equip them with laser beams just in case.
Yeah,
like, things like that.
Non-lethal laser beams.
Oh no, my vision.
What if the cats invade them all and you need like laser pointers to distract them?
Yeah, then the robots are awesome. No, don't distract them, just shoot them, you stupid robots. There is no directive for IMDb gives this a 5.6, which I think is huge for IMDb.
For IMDb, it
makes no sense, their rating.
Nope.
None.
Zero.
Calling you out, IMDb. The more we do this, the more I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You've got zeros, and then you skip ahead to like fours, go all the way up to 8, and then skip ahead to 9.2.
Yep.
Twice. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 56%, so they're right with them.
Yep.
That's 9 critic reviews, by the way. Audience gave it 39%.
Okay.
That's out of roughly 6,000. I gave it a 3. It's not unwatchable. It's just not good.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's my level of good bad, for sure.
It is. I just feel like there's better good bad out there.
Oh, there's no question.
I mean, watching this after Manborg isn't going to do it no favors.
Oh, either. Sure.
So.
Sure.
That's how I feel about
it. I'd give it a slightly higher, maybe like a 4, 4.5.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to yell at you for it.
No, of course you're not.
We're still kind of below that average, so.
Oh, it's definitely not like a, like 5 to me is a, it's a fine movie. Like it's a serviceable film.
5 could maybe get a rewatch.
You know,
5 is decent.
Yep.
5 is like, hey Max, did you watch this? It's not great. Let's watch it.
Yeah. There were some redeeming qualities, more redeeming than not, where Chopping Mall definitely less redeeming than.
I did not like the movie poster for it and the cover to the VHS/DVD for it.
Yeah.
Because it makes the robots look so much cooler. It shows this robot arm holding a shopping bag that's full of like body parts spilling out of it, which is classic 80s schlock. I would have picked this up to rent it for sure. But I would have been so disappointed when I said, what are these?
That's every 80s low-budget horror movie.
Yep.
What? This poster's sick. The better the poster, the worse the movie was going to be, no question about it.
So this is definitely one of those.
Yep.
What you got?
I have a movie that takes place, 43 years sooner than yours.
Ooh.
It is the 1943 Son of Dracula.
He really got around, didn't he?
He did. He had all kinds of kids. You figure for somebody who, you know what I mean, like needs a lot of blood, he's getting a lot of it to his penis. Male ultra core.
He's not dead, you know?
No, I guess not. So I watched this, you know, in 2019 some point, and it is an hour and 20 minutes, and it is horror. It's got Lon Chaney Jr., the Wolfman himself, and Louise Albritton, and the movie summary is Count Alucard takes up residence in the American South, and he woos Catherine Caldwell, a student of the occult, and she agrees to marry him. Very easy. Her previous suitor and a psychologist attempt to uncover exactly what's going on with Alucard. And yes, this is the first time we hear Alucard.
Mm-hmm.
The now famous Dracula backwards.
Ooh. What a nice night to die.
So I, on the Wolfman episode, I did speak about how great of an actor Lon Chaney Jr. is and how sleazy and great he was in that particular film. In this movie, he is a fucking stain. He is so bad. Sorry, I didn't mean to get you while you're drinking.
I wasn't ready for such commitment to.
Yeah, sorry. He fucking is bad. Like, unbelievably bad. And not like a, like, he's trying to ham it up or something. It's like, he just does not want to do this movie. And so he's going to make, like, he's like a child throwing a tantrum.
Oh, jeez.
Where it's just like, it is butt salad with extra butt. It's real bad. His performance is nightmarish in this and not for the right reasons.
Butts inside of butts.
Yeah, buttception.
Like a nesting doll of butts.
It is, yeah. Butt Troishka. And it's real bad. Like, it's worse, and each butt is worse. It's smaller and worse. And then, like, you can't even get to Lon Chaney. It's like this black hole. There's just a hole. It's just the butthole, and it's like this fucking void. Have I ripped this performance to shreds enough?
So you're saying it's butt?
It's bad. It's got, like, it's kind of where a lot of the BS vampire cliches have come from in this movie. Not that those are necessarily bad. They're fine. It's just...
Other people have made them fine.
Yeah. It's whatever. Why is he in the American South? I don't know. Because it was cheaper to film there. It's cheaper to film in New Orleans than it was to go somewhere else. And do matte paintings and things like that. It was just cheaper to be like, hey, there's some nice colonial houses. They look nice. Shoot those. And Lon Chaney Jr. is in the corner sleeping off one or whatever. Frustrating, to be sure.
But
yeah, it's not great. It's not unwatchable, but it's not great. I'd watch Chopping Mall over this one.
Wow. All right.
IMDb's rocking a 6.2 on this one.
What?
Yeah.
What? Well, they're kind of butt instead of a butt.
Well, don't worry, I got you covered here with the critic rating of a 60.
What?
Yep. And audience score of a 33, because they're coming to their senses on this one.
That's really weird.
Yeah, some really divergent scores there. I gave it a 4.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's not awful. It's just... It's Lon Chaney Jr.'s performance drags the whole thing down. If you look at any critical review, they all say his performance is god-awful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess they loved everything else. Yeah. Jeez.
He's a fucking stain.
Terrible.
In this movie. He is an excellent actor and really kind of did himself a disservice on this one.
Butt stain.
Yeah.
Well, this next movie I'm going to tell you about...
Please.
...is one of my favorite horror movies...
Wow.
...ever.
Ever?
Doesn't make it good.
Is it Manborg? Did you just slip another Manborg in here?
I did not watch Manborg again, although I kind of want to go home and watch Manborg. No, this has always been one of my favorite bad movies to watch with friends and enjoy. It is a movie you can watch multiple times of the year because it's not just a horror movie. It's also a Christmas movie.
Sure.
I, of course, am talking about 1997's Jack Frost.
Sure.
I love how cheesy this movie is.
Oh, and is it ever.
This movie, I watched it on April 4th. It's 1 hour, 29 minutes. It's comedy, fantasy, horror, and it stars Scott McDonald, Christopher Allport, Shannon Elizabeth, like, before she did anything.
Sure.
And she has the greatest death ever in this
movie. Isn't the Michael Keaton one?
Yeah, it is, actually. No, it's not. Did anybody watch that?
I've seen it. I've seen both, sadly.
Yeah? Did you see Jack Frost 2?
No.
Don't.
Okay.
Because that's one of my notes. Don't ever watch the sequel to this movie.
Okay, you've watched it.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
There is bad, and then there's that.
Holy shit.
That movie is atrocious. Where this movie has some cheap effects, but it's kind of part of the charm and the gag of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That just has bad effects.
Sure.
So never, never under any circumstances watch Jack Frost 2.
Understood.
Just watch Jack Frost 1 twice. Hell, watch the Keaton one.
Yeah.
While you're drunk and try to figure out why it's a horror movie. After an accident that left murderer Jack Frost dead in genetic material, the vengeful killer returns as a murderous snowman to exact his revenge on the man who sent him to be executed.
Sure. It's basically the plot line of, like, The Shocker. There's a bunch of these, right, where it's a killer who gets special powers.
Yeah, and I love it when he gets his powers. There's, like, this bad I mean, for its time, it's probably good, but, like, there's this bad CGI, like...
What year did you say it was?
97.
So 4 years after Jurassic Park, so I call bullshit.
But this is not Jurassic Parks. You were right the last time you told me that. But this time...
1991 was Terminator 2.
This does not have the budget of... This movie could not fund one of Robert Patrick's testicles, okay?
His sparkly testicles.
They're sparkly before they put the effects on. Good for him.
Yeah.
This movie really sparked my love of bad movies.
Did you say spark intentionally after we're talking about sparkle a bunch?
No, actually, I wrote it down.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to claim that. Never watched the sequel. It's unwatchable after 20 minutes. And again, the infamous Shannon Elizabeth scene where she dies is classic. It's not a spoiler. You know she's going to die. They all die. Everybody going to die. It's a town. He going to murder a town.
Sure.
The snowman looks cheesy, but it's fun.
Yep.
Sometimes he looks like he's made of snow. Sometimes he looks like a guy in a cloth suit.
A lot of times he looks like that.
He has the worst one-liners on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's just dumb and so much fun. And if you're with friends, you have to watch it with friends.
Yep.
It makes it a fun experience.
Absolutely.
Laughing at this.
Spike your hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Get on it.
Make it Irish.
Hell yeah.
So, IMDb. What would you think IMDb gives this movie?
Man, I'm going to go with 5.6.
4.6.
Damn it.
You're in the,
so bad.
You I know.
I'm so bad.
Rotten Tomatoes critic score, 7% out of 14 critics.
Well, I got you with the fucking stain. You almost got me with the 7.
I was like, do I wait? Do I not wait? Fuck it. I'm going for
yeah,
it.
No, the delivery is perfect because you left just enough of a trail in there that it could have been 7D or 17. It was 7, and that's what killed me.
7.
Yep.
Audience score. Almost 10,000 reviews. Give it a 30%.
Okay.
People who get the joke in, mixed in there.
Yep.
I get it. Now, I gave this 2 different scores.
Okay.
To me, and my love of how
drunk
this
and sober
is,
score? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Drunk Tim, this is a 7.
Yeah. Drunk okay? Tim is generous.
But what is it really? What I know in my heart of hearts, it's actually a 3.
Sure.
It is a 3 all day long. To people who don't like funny, it's a 2.
Sure.
You know, Nana thinks it's a 1. I get it.
Yeah.
But if you want to just drink and have fun, Jack Frost is my jam. It's a 7 to me.
Yeah, get fucked, Nana.
It's a 7 to me. So there.
Yeah, there you go. So, Tim, I have another horror movie.
What?
It's a universal horror movie.
What?
And it is, we're in sequel territory now.
We're about halfway through this, right?
Yeah. No, not even close, buddy.
And you watched them all?
Still, I haven't yet.
Oh, no.
Until I start to say Abbott and Costello, we're not near the end yet.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Oh, but those are fun.
They are. They are sweet movies. I'm excited for those because some of them get pretty fucking bad here in the middle. This one does not. This is The Invisible Man Returns.
Ah, yes.
This is the sequel to The Invisible Man from 1940. I watched it this year, I'm sure. It is 1 hour and 21 minutes long, and the genre is a thriller, so they say. It's directed by Joe May.
Joe May?
Yeah. Joe May? Yeah, absolutely. And it stars Vincent Price and Nan Gray. And the summary is, wrongly accused of murdering his brother, Jeffrey Radcliffe, played by Vincent Price, is found guilty and sentenced to die. But when sympathetic Dr. Griffin injects him with invisibility serum, he's able to hunt down the real killer. So in this one, the Invisible Man is the good guy.
Interesting.
But the serum that makes him invisible has the properties of the one from the original, and it makes him crazy.
Oh.
So he starts to lose his shit the more he stays invisible.
Interesting.
The Invisible Man effects get better in this one, and they were already pretty solid in the Claude Rains Invisible Man. It's really good to see the Invisible Man start off as the protagonist, and like you're not sure if he's going to become the antagonist. It's really good, and it's fucking Vincent Price. So if he's invisible and you just hear Vincent Price's voice, there's no possible scarier amount of Vincent Price you could have. Could you imagine if you were just in a dark room and you hear it fucking his voice?
I'd cry.
Yeah, it's frightening. And he's just so, and when he goes evil, he starts to cackle and go really fucking nuts.
Vincent Price was so good.
Oh my God, just excellent stuff. It's a really good follow-up to the original. It's good because it's not trying to bring back characters. It's not trying to be like son of, daughter of, brother of, right. All none of the monkey's uncle of, none of that stuff. It's just really simple, and the serum is the continuation part of it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really good, and there's an actual like mystery he's trying to solve, so there's stakes for him. There's a cool final kind of confrontation scene at a mining company that his brother owns that's really fun.
Is this like 20 minutes longer than the first one?
It is, yeah. I think the first one's just a touch over an hour.
That's awesome that they're like, this did good.
Yeah.
20 more minutes.
Yep. And Vincent Price.
Yeah.
So this was really good. Overall, I think it's solid. IMDb gives it a whopping 6.5 out of 10.
Sounds right.
Criminally underrated for them. Rotten Tomatoes critic score is 82, 17 critics reviewing it. The audience score is 57, and I'm going to be way different. I give this a 9.
Wow.
This movie is awesome. Vincent Price is invisible in this movie.
And this is when we do the scores, and I'm like, how could so many people think one way and so many people think another?
Right, like the critics putting it near my score, but IMDb 6.5 is like not a bad movie by any stretch.
That's,
like
that's good for IMDb.
Yeah, and audience
actually
score
like an 8 anywhere else.
Yeah, the audience score is surprisingly low at 57.
I don't know what they were expecting.
No, I'm not sure what movie they were going, but I mean it's really good. It's I think a really thoughtful follow-up to the original.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, give me some fucking candy.
Yeah, you punk
fucking stains.
Blood stains.